A recent decision from the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel says inspectors general must get permission from their agencies before gaining access to certain documents like grand jury, wiretap, and credit information. The inspector general community says it's another attack against the independent oversight at the center of their responsibilities, and the Senate Judiciary Committee seems to agree. Michael Horowitz is inspector general at the Justice Department and director of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, leading the charge against this decision by the Office of Legal Counsel at the Justice Department. General Horowitz, thank you very much for coming on the program today. You already had these protections under the Inspector General Act of 1978. How is it that the OLC is able to, in your view at least, it appears, undermine the protections under the IG Act, and how would those make your job more difficult? Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Francis. Great to be back on the show. What happened here is back in 2010, the FBI Office of General Counsel raised a number of legal objections to our ability to access, as you mentioned, grand jury, wiretap, and credit information. Information prior to 2010, we had gotten regularly from the department and the FBI with no legal objections. So no law change, no policy change, just the legal position of the FBI changed in 2010. Last year, the Deputy Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General Cole, decided to send it to the Office of Legal Counsel for an opinion on whether the FBI's objection was right, or whether our position that we should get information under the IG Act because it says we have right to access all records applies. Unfortunately, the Office of Legal Counsel decided with the FBI that we're not able to get those records. And for purposes of our agency, overseeing four different law enforcement components at the Department of Justice, FBI, DEA, Marshals Service, and ATF, it's hard to imagine how we could conduct effective oversight of those law enforcement components if we're prohibited from reviewing information like grand jury and wiretap information in particular that those agencies frequently use to do their jobs. We can't do oversight when we can only see 50, 60, 70, 80% of the records. We need 100% access to do our job.
What was the message that you took to the Senate Judiciary Committee in particular, beyond what you've just stated, which is we need this information to be able to do our jobs in an independent manner?
Well, the bottom line on this is it comes down very much to, do you want independent oversight or do you not want independent oversight? Because the outcome of the OLC opinion is, yes, IGs, you might be able to get access to that kind of information, but no, you can't get it independently. The Inspector General Act does not allow you to access it. Instead, you can ask permission to get access to those records under the provisions applying specifically to grand jury, wiretap, and credit information, and but you don't get to decide whether you get them. The employees at the Justice Department, who you oversee, will decide if your request meets the legal standards we've laid out. And that, in our view, is not independent oversight. It turns the whole principle of independent oversight on its head.
What were the kinds of questions and the tenor of the questions that the Judiciary Committee directed toward you, and what was your sense of the kinds of information they wanted to gather from your peers on the witness stand?
I think a few points that they were interested in. First, in trying to understand what happened in 2010, why the change. If we were getting it before, why weren't we allowed to get it afterwards? And I'm not sure anybody answered that to their satisfaction, because there was no event that occurred other than, I was not the IG at the time, but other than what I'm told were several hard-hitting OIG, DOJ OIG reviews before 2010. The other question that was asked was, is there anything with regard to how the Inspector General handled that information that prompted you to have concerns? As I pointed out in my opening statement, we've been doing this for 27 years since our creation in 1988, and we have never once mishandled it, and that was affirmed by the witness from the Department of Justice and from the FBI, that we handle that information consistent with the law, consistent with our obligations, that we've never had a situation where we mishandled it. And so the members were trying to understand why this change if we handle it according to law, we act on it appropriately, and we issue reports that we need this information in order to complete.
Michael Horowitz is Inspector General at the Department of Justice, and he is the head of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. This is normally the part of the interview, General Horowitz, where I ask about next steps. My colleague Emily Kopp reports that you and your SIGI colleagues are working on recommendations in the form of legislation that would address this issue. What does that include above and beyond what's already included in the Inspector General Act, and essentially would be saying, just enforce the law that's already on the books?
Yeah, you know, it's largely stating, I guess, once again, that all really meant all. It would need to say, because there are, it appears, over 1,000 laws that have various restrictions in them on handling of information, but none of those should apply, and none of those, in our view, were ever intended to apply to inspectors general. Congress could not have set up this regime of independent oversight, but limited then access to records in our own agency's files. And so we're working on draft legislation. I've actually had interactions as well with the Department of Justice on legislation that they think would override the OLC decision, that would, in essence, say, unless the law specifically says IGs can't get it, the IG Act applies and overrides any other restriction. The Congress needs to be explicit that it doesn't want IGs to get certain records.
Is this an issue that the IG community has coalesced around, or is there still some debate among you and your colleagues in the community about what the outcome here should be?
No, we are unanimous in our view that the right of independent access has to be absolute, that we must be able to get these kind of records. We must be able to get them pursuant to the IG Act. We're in complete agreement on that. And in fact, as we've seen, several other IGs have faced similar problems and issues. We had the Peace Corps example, and the IG there had issues with regard to access. The EPA IG had issues with regard to access. Both of them testified with me last year about these issues. And then at the hearing that you mentioned last week, the Commerce IG referenced the problems he had with regard to access to information.
So this is the what I took away from this hearing, General Horowitz, is as much the trend as the issue. The particular incident that you faced with the FBI is noteworthy, but the trend for agencies overall to want to, if they're not, even if they're not able to always, withhold information from their inspectors general is probably the part of this that seems to be the most noteworthy in my view.
I agree with you, Francis, and that's why we all agree that this is such a critical and important issue. Even the vast majority of IGs who haven't had these issues recognize the risks that a decision like this creates for them. It for those of us who've had good working relationships with the agencies we oversee, employees knew that they could give us records, and it was legal to do that because the IG Act said all meant all. What this decision does is create uncertainty for staff of agencies we oversee and for whistleblowers as to whether they can walk into our office, or at least it potentially does, have them create risk of understanding whether they can walk into our office with information and with records that previously there was no question about.
And do you worry, too, here that there's a potential slippery slope where someone at another agency says, well, the FBI was able to get away with this at the Justice Department, so I can, too?
Well, that's one of the concerns, I think, that cuts across the IG community, is that whether it's counsel or staff in other agencies see this decision, it creates uncertainty as to what the IG Act allows to occur, and there you go, having questions arise as to, well, can I give them these records? This underlying statute has a provision in it that perhaps suggests that there's a greater restriction on it than we previously recognized.
Well, and I appreciate your diplomacy regarding the potential dispensation of these records. Can I give these records? But the other way that it strikes me this question could be asked is, do I have to give these records in a case where somebody decides proactively that they don't want to?
Now, clearly, if someone wants to try and find a reason to not give us records, this opinion gives them a hook to potentially raise that argument.
It's a pleasure to have you on the program again, as always, General Horowitz. Thanks for your time and your insight today.
Absolutely. Great to be here again.